Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. Love picking up the paper this Sunday because one of my favorite subjects to read about, beer, was in the cover.
Oh, we're not talking about entrepreneurship?
Okay. You call it entrepreneurship. I call it cerveza. Well,
fortunately, they come together beautifully in this story.
It's a great combination.
Yeah, talking this week about... You know, the Aggies had a great athletic season.
You know what? I've not seen this much excitement.
It's great.
It's amazing. Just looking at my Facebook feed, the amount of positive news that's coming out of this community regarding the Aggies, seeing that excitement build up, it's just been very amazing.
You know, it's led to a lot of celebration. And this year, we're celebrating with our own Pistol Pete's 1888
Ale. Okay, talk to me about this.
Okay,
how
finally
was this
got to
born?
Your beer. This is a really, really good, right here at NMSU.
Okay.
The three guys that started Bosque Brewing, Kevin Jameson, and then a couple of cousins, Gabe Jensen and Jotham Mishnevitz, I'm sorry about that. They founded Bosque Brewing. They based it out of Albuquerque. They do operate a tap room here in Las Cruces, right across the street, conveniently located.
Very conveniently located.
And Jensen and Jameson both graduated from NMSU. They've got bachelor's degrees from the College of Business. They got an accredited College of Business for giving them their business savvy. And they say that the idea for creating a brewery came up, of course, during a party Jensen was at, and he asked another person there. They were talking about opening a brewery, and the other person said, you know, what's stopping you? Good question. So they didn't stop. They went ahead and created the brewery, and then in October 2012, opened up in Albuquerque. 2 years later, opened up here in Cruces, and they've really done something unique. They've grown in popularity, and they've got two separate collaborations. One of them with Sam Adams, which is really interesting, and then the other one with NMSU. The NMSU collaboration spawned Pistol Pete's 1888 Ale, and that thing has become a bestseller since it launched last August. It's named, of course, after our Aggie mascot and the year that NMSU was founded. It's available on tap at the brewery's Las Cruces tap room. And what I think is really neat, all Aggie football and men's basketball home games.
That's right. It is available because how long? What's it been, 2 years now that they started serving beer
at the
football
games? We've got the beer at the football games, about that. And now you can pick up our own locally branded, locally brewed hometown beer while you're watching them play. And, you know, it's interesting. It was sort of – NMSU, I think, was the fifth university in the country to launch an officially licensed beer. And, you know, it created a little bit of a discussion whether that's appropriate marketing, appropriate branding.
It's very tough because,
you have to give it some consideration.
This kind of environment where you have students and alcohol is an issue.
Yeah.
But – it's entrepreneurship.
It's entrepreneurship, and you have to look at the fact that once they hit 21, which they'll do most likely while they're still in school here, they're adults. And this is also – they have to learn how to drink responsibly at an early age. And, you know, it's a great marketing opportunity for not only Bosque Brewing but for NMSU. And, you know, I think it's going to do great things. I think we're going to see really, really good things coming out of Bosque.
Okay, so real briefly, where is this beer available?
Right now it's available at the games, at the tap room. And this year, later this year, it's going to be coming out in cans.
Okay,
so you'll
is
be
it
able
going to be available
it.
At stores?
Should be able to get it through stores. Should be more widely available later in this year. You know, there's a little bit of a flub over the can original design. They got that ironed out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's good with it now, so we should start seeing it on shelves.
Okay.
So this year.
All right, let's talk about leadership resolutions with Debbie Moore with the Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce.
Here we are at the end of January. You know, I can say I kept my resolution because my resolution was not to have any resolutions.
That's right.
That's kind of how I cop out of that every year. But if you're still keeping them, good for you. And Debbie Moore is talking about some the challenge is really to make resolutions that you can keep. She suggests three really quick ones: listen more and listen to learn, which is something I work a lot with because I tend to be thinking of my next question as a reporter while I'm listening to someone. Mm-hmm. And you have to actually listen and learn and process that information. Another good one is to establish goals and the pathway to reach them. Get your plan in order. Get that all set up to go. And this one she talks about a lot. She mentioned it last year, and it's something she mentions every year, I think. You've got to be a change agent. You've got to keep the vision alive. And part of leadership is being willing to be that one person, as she puts it, the one person who makes a difference. And, you know, if you keep to those, hopefully it'll be a good year.
Briefly, legislative goals for the business community.
We've got ACI working at the legislature, which is in session, and they are talking about a few things that they're pushing this year. One is to keep state funding for JTIP and LEADA, good programs that have brought jobs to us. We need to take more advantage of those, and to do that, those need to be fully funded. Moving toward clean and sustainable energy, taking care of our residents by fully funding the state Medicaid program and safety net care pool, and of course, trying to get broadband technology into our smaller communities so that we have these opportunities for small businesses throughout the state.
Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan.